Okay, so we'll get into the Lions again in the 5 o'clock hour, but I'd like to ask a question. And the question's a topic, basically. But we just did the Big Ten media poll. And, you know, again, whether Rico agrees, disagrees, there's 18 teams in the Big Ten, and where the media has Michigan State is 16th. I'm going to ask a question, then I'm going to turn my microphone off. But here...
No,
because it's going to be on David and Kenny. I want to know, this is about me. This all isn't right. about you. It's all about me. Am I a terrible fan? Am I an unreasonable human? Because at a top 25 program like Michigan State, and guys, you can look by any metric, they're a top 25 program, whether it's attendance, whether it's revenue, whether it's TV rating, they are, guys. Like, it just is what it is, okay? So live with it. There is no excuse in the NIL and portal era to be god-awful for a new coach. If MSU finishes 16th in the Big Ten, stadium, rubble, Jonathan Smith go back to Beaverton, Oregon. Like, I do not have any patience for it. You are not Kurt Cignetti at Indiana. This is not Wake Forest or some other poverty-ass school.
No.
Like, I cannot hear about that media poll. Like, if they're 16th in the Big Ten, what are they, 4-8? 3-9?
Probably something like that.
Then go to hell. I'm saying them.
It's his first year with a program that got decimated, okay? Okay, right, and that's what I'm saying. He's got to flip this roster. To ask him to come in here and do all of that, let's just say he goes and hits the portal like crazy. It's not like we haven't seen this before. I'm looking at you, Deion Sanders in Colorado. I'm going to bring in all of these guys, and I'm going to have this quick fix until you didn't, until it all fell apart.
So am I unreasonable?
You are being unreasonable.
But I want the people's court. I want the people to join in, and they can agree with Rico.
The instant... Turnaround
of what? I want to go 7-5.
Okay, Mike. Okay. So I guess maybe let's get the ground of what you're looking for.
7 or 8 wins, considering 3 of them are freebies. You're playing Kenny Cott 3 of your 12 games. You ought to be able to win them.
You should. Now, it all boils down to once you get a quarterback in here that's your guy, then you start winning because that's what you need.
Well, they're paying theirs $1 million a year. The point
And that's what I said. You can't get upset over preseason polls
because
it's preseason polls.
If it played out that way.
If it played out that way, then that means that Aiden Childs wasn't the guy, and he has to go out and get that guy.
The problem I'm having, and let me throw the number out, 248-539-9797. We're in a day and age where you can buy your roster. It is the NFL. So as Rico is always reminding me, it's turning into the NFL light. Great. So are my expectations. There's no excuse in the National Football League to be terrible back-to-back years. There just isn't.
But see, it's a little different from the NFL because the NFL has the draft where players have to go to teams that they may not have wanted to go to. You know, nobody lines up and says, oh my God, can I be a Carolina Panther? But the Panthers drafted you. So it's a little different because in college you could pick where you want to go. That's why the Alabamas and the Georgias will always stay rich. That's why people will go to Ohio State. They will go to Michigan. Whereas in the NFL, man, you go where we tell you to go and you better do well. And if not, you got to wait until your contract is up. Then you can move.
I want to know if I'm being unreasonable. Day and age of NIL, transfer portal. Why the hell should a Michigan State fan accept being dog water in year one of Jonathan Smith? Because I do not have the capability to accept that. If that means I'm a bad person, say it. If it means I'm unreasonable, say it. But I cannot work my way to that. It's an absurdity to me. If they are 16th in the Big Ten, turn the stadium into rubble.
Brother, when you have a situation like that, that's why, you know, when you look at a team like Indiana, man, you got to start all over again. He's starting all over again, and it all depends. Now, as I said before, your quarterback hits, you get your wish. They may win 7 games. 8 if they get lucky, a lucky bounce.
All right, but hold on. So let me get David involved. David, in the portal era where coaches can do exactly what Rico's talking about, flip a roster. I'm not asking for 12, 11, 10, not even asking for 9 wins. If you can't go 7-5 or 8-4 at a place like Michigan State, you're not good at your job. You are provided with the money necessary to buy players. This isn't Duke. We're not at the Jewel of West Texas playing at the Sun Bowl and Minor Pete.
Right, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
No, it's fine.
He asked you the question, David.
I want to ask everybody the question. Where are Spartans are at work. The point I'm making is I don't think it's acceptable to have this rebuild mindset because the rules are gone.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying regarding the rules being gone, but I also believe that when you're starting a program completely over, no matter the resources you have, I think it's tough to rebuild your roster quickly like that in
to
a
go
year.
7-5.
I do believe that it's too much to ask.
Oh,
yes,
no,
I do.
Yeah, especially if you're, if Mike, if they were coming off of winning and last year was just an aberration, you can, what you're saying, it would be apt. But the fact that take away the Kenneth Walker year, it's been slim pickings in East Lansing. So you got to get players and kids to buy in and actually, you know what? Maybe it will work here.
And
that's why he brought in so many of his own guys from Oregon State saying, hey, we don't have a conference. So if you guys want to play in a conference, come to
MSU. But see, that's also my point. The players he brought in from OSU were very expensive pieces. Jack Velling's an NFL tight end. Aiden Childs cost 7 figures.
So you just named the player that I think it's not acceptable to fail on in year one of a flip. You can't fail on the quarterback.
Right.
And I think that's the guy that he's banking on, and he has to be right. I think he will be right.
Yeah, if
but then
Childs,
you build from there. That's why I don't think the flip happens so immediate.
Oh, what do you mean? When Childs transfers to Alabama?
So let me get this straight. If they lose, you're angry. If
yes.
they win, you're still going to be angry because Childs is going to leave.
And we've arrived at why I hate the sport, and it's a parody. There's no joy in Whoville.
How about he gets there and says, I like it here. I want to stay.
Show me. 248-539-9797. I just needed to ask the question. When the media poll came out, I went, wow. So you mean to tell me fans are paying the bill, you get to bring in 40 new people, you get to bring in arguably 5-6 of the top 8 players from your old school, and I'm supposed to accept going 4-8? It doesn't compute. Just not to me, it doesn't.
I think it's the reason why they're picked so low, Mike, is because
the uniforms are ugly.
No, it's the quarterback.
I don't like the pattern on the pants or the helmets. It's awful.
Man, you've just been hurt. There's nothing that they can do that would make you smile.
Bring back the Reebok Ike Reese era uniforms. Let's start that.
And if you did that, you would be like, but it's the wrong Kelly Green.
No, Saban in a turtleneck with David's fashion glasses on. Let's kick it like it's 1995. I don't care anymore. I used to love it in 95, and they weren't any good.
Who's to say that Kelly Green won't be a part of the uniform?
Me.
Okay.
248-539-9797. David, are ticket texts coming in? What do people have to say?
I'm asking for 6-6, 7-5 first year. That is Alex in Troy. I don't know if any MSU fan expects 7-8 wins. If we win 5, I would be impressed.
Oh, my God. You loser.
No, Mike, the program is basically burnt. I mean, we always talk about burning something down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker burned it down.
His personal finances
gasoline,
or the program?
Everything. Just, I mean, when it was all said and done, it was just tumbleweeds blowing through Spartan
That's
Stadium.
That's part of the other problem I have with this, too. And I don't want to turn this into argue Rico hour. I'd like to talk to human beings. Unless you want to talk about National Forklift Safety Day. No, I want to explain something. You can't have it both ways as a fan where you go, wait, the program got gutted. Cutscene. All those players suck. Mm-hmm. Like 10 Spartans who transferred work at Home Depot now. They're not even in college football. So like you got rid of garbage. Your job is to bring in non-garbage.
Correct. But that's where it takes some time. And where's
I don't have time.
Okay, so you do what Colorado did, and you still lose, and you only win 4 games. They spent a ton of money.
Well,
now, they may
Deion
have the college football cover boy.
I know.
But they brought in all of these guys who came from all of these schools. And the other thing, Mike, and you know this.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have a star ranking or you're supposed to be good doesn't always translate to you actually being good.
It seems to work just fine for them.
They always have six stars.
Because once again, Georgia's an established brand. Alabama will never. I mean, put it this way. If Alabama goes 9-3, they're going to be calling for the coach's head.
Here's my beef. I don't care. I'll sound like an elitist. Make fun of me. I think it is unforgivable. It's like an intergalactic crime for Michigan State to be beneath ass programs like Minnesota and Indiana, Northwestern. That's garbage. That's poopy. It's ridiculous. If I can't get 7-5 this fall, I don't know what.
Well, the beauty of it is, Coach Smith, Aiden Childs, go prove it on the field.
Yeah, please. Because get rid of these uniforms. They're ugly.
Wait, which?
I don't like the Greek pattern. It's awful.
You mean the pattern that's been there for a long time?
Awful. It's not remotely subtle. It looks like East Bay.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Poverty.
Okay, every uniform is poverty to you, Mike, except for ones that are like 30 years ago. And nope, I promise you,
No.
Mike from 20 years ago probably said, this jersey looks poverty.
No, SMUs are beautiful.
I'm talking MSU jerseys.
I liked MSUs just fine under D'Antonio. I like the helmets being different. I don't know who approved this garbage. Maybe if Tucker wasn't spending all his time in an effing hotel room, he wouldn't have approved this garbage.
That's the MSU.
No.
That's the MSU brand now, according to Nike. That little...
You know what? What I would say next was going to get me in trouble. So I'm not going to do it.
Go ahead. You're leaving anyway.
No. 97.1.